Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show, breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Well, hello to all of you Foxborough faithful and our Patriots pals within the sound of our voice in the general Boston region, all throughout Massolia, New England, and beyond, wherever Patriots Nation extends around the world. So happy to have a couple and many of you up late at night, past your bedtime, back to school, on the horizon. But you love your New England Patriots so much, there's just no way possible that you wouldn't want to join us here for the Six Rings Postgame Show, live after the New England Patriots drop a 20-10 affair in their preseason finale to wrap the 2024 preseason. And in what will likely go down as the night Trace McSorley got his revenge against one of his many former teams, in a slight footnote for those Foxborough faithful, rookie Drake May took the reins after the first series tonight in Washington, or technically Virginia. I don't know. It's a dump of a stadium. And he looked every bit the part of a competent, capable, and complete quarterback package for the New England Patriots, thus hastening the timeline, intensifying the debate, and accelerating expectations team and league-wide. And thus, the question at the end of tonight's defeat for the Patriots to wrap the preseason is not, I believe, Andy Hart, is Drake May ready, or is Drake May the best option to start a quarterback for the Patriots, but rather, can you start Drake May now, or is it criminal to do so behind that offensive line? The same line that was so very truly offensive that they committed eight penalties in the first half. That is the question that we will begin this evening's program with, Andy. I would love to get your feedback on it, but as we have to do so very often in the radio business, we come in at an odd time, so we're right up against a commercial break. So good job, Andy.
We're executing like the Patriots offensive line. Great.
I mean, quite honestly.
False start on Fitzy again.
I built sandcastles at Nantasket when I was growing up that were stronger and more dependable than the freaking Patriots offensive line at this point. Oh, boy. We have something to get real excited about, and we've got something to get really worried about. But I just wanted to introduce the show, set the stage, and give you guys the focal point for what we'll be discussing tonight. You got Fitzy, you got Hart. This is Six Rings. We're with you till 1 a.m. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's catch a break right now. We'll pay the bills. When we come back, we'll take Gerard Mayo live. We'll take Drake May live. And, of course, your calls right up until 1 a.m. here on the Six Rings Postgame Show, live with Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That right there was one of the plays of the night for either team, once again, in the Commanders' 20-10 defeat of the New England Patriots in the preseason finale of 2024. Drake May, in after the first series of downs where Jacoby Brissett took a shot, got popped, got absolutely crushed when City So ran into Laydon Robinson, one of the many offensive line issues tonight. Be that as it may, and I digress, Drake May, right before halftime, improvising, flushing out of the pocket on the run against his body, 50 yards downfield, finds a wide open KJ Osborne, who then turns and darts diagonally to the corner of the end zone for what appeared to be a touchdown. But unfortunately, because the Patriots' offensive line, the O-line, or as we're now going to have to refer to them, Andy, the woe-line, made another mistake on the play. I believe that was holding on Michael Jackson, who was in for City So on the play, who had previously just rolled his ankle. Whatever the case and the circumstances surrounding it were, the line had the play taken back. And that's exactly why we wanted to get into this particular part of the Six Rings postgame show live here on EEI till 1 a.m. with Fitzy and Hart. We have two huge issues right now on the New England Patriots. We have two enormous focal points, two big discussion topics right now. And there are many other things, the cutdowns, the coaching, some of the other elements, the kicking battle still lingers, if you will. But right now, there are two focal points for Patriots fans, two focal points for us here tonight, Andy, and two that I think that are going to light up the boards this week. A big week for WEEI with a brand new midday show, brand new afternoon show with yourself and Christian Arcan. I think you guys are going to be tearing into this all week, but let's get it going now. Drake May, wow. He has to, if this is in earnest, a quarterback competition, defeated or bested 9-year veteran Jacoby Brissett and should win the job. But can you start him, Andy, considering just how terribly this offensive line played for the better part of the first half?
You can. I don't think they will. And I think that's the issue for this team. And I think that's an issue that Jerod Mayo will face, is that he started camp telling us competition, competition, competition. Quarterback's still a competition, still a competition. And as Chris Collinsworth said on the broadcast, if you're just judging it on what the guys have done, Drake May's your starting quarterback. But as Devin McCourty said former teammate, captain, mm-hmm. with Gerard Mayo. I don't think that's what they're going to do. And I agree with him. I agree. I think they're going to start Jacoby Brissett, but there is no way you can tell me that from July 23rd, I believe was the day we started, to now, he won the job, because he absolutely did not win the job. He's been given the job. Mm-hmm. He's been labeled QB1 and the starter and whatever the hell else you want to call it. But there's no way he won the job. Drake May won the job. And no, I would not. You know my theory. You can't break a diamond. These guys get hurt. They play football. It's part of the game. He has the athleticism and the wherewithal as a competitor, I think, to try to protect himself as best you can on a barbaric, archaic football field. I would start Drake May, but I don't think they're going to.
No, and the worst part is I agree with you, and I have gone in this particular first the offseason and now the preseason, going from thinking that the over-under of games until Drake May starts would be 8.5, and then on the Six Rings podcast, we set it officially at 6.5. Now, we have actually updated that timeline recently to 4.5 games, thinking that maybe week five after the road trip to San Francisco, a home game against the Miami Dolphins, a team that actually our broadcast colleague Chris Scheim from the Greg Hill Morning Show is extremely high on at this particular juncture. That's fine. That's his choice. But that maybe it would be week five against the Miami Dolphins. I do not want to issue a hot take. I don't want to be overreactionary. I don't want to be prone to the moment. This is not a fake hot take or something just to try to get some calls or spur dialogue late at night on a Sunday. I after watching what I saw all preseason long, attending several practices, and now what I saw tonight, you can't tell me that this is a better football team starting Jacoby Brissett. You cannot tell me that Jacoby Brissett in earnest won this job. And I don't believe you can tell me that Drake May, even though, yes, he did, according to Devin McCourty and others, go up against preseason D. He did go up against a vanilla defense. You're not getting all the exotic looks and layers that you would normally get. But you can't tell me that this kid's poise and athleticism and improvisational ability and surprise sudden mastery of the Alex Van Pelt offense wouldn't leave him prepared enough to be able to take the reins week one. I was ready for him to sit half the year. I wanted to make sure that you didn't rupture his confidence, that you didn't fracture his development. I think the kid can handle it. I'm stunned to see how well he's acclimated to this offense. I love the way he moves. I'm ready. I'm completely ready. I know you are too, but I think you're probably being a bit more pragmatic, and I think it's justified.
Yeah, I mean, I've said week five all along. That was in May, because I just thought the schedule played out that way perfectly. With the tough defenses early in the year and then the long week to get ready for San Francisco and probably some mop-up duty there that might springboard you into, oh, we're returning home, Drake May makes his first NFL start kind of thing. But I think it puts Gerard Mayo in a weird spot. And I think the way he emphasized competition and the way he opened the door and then the way he's even I've been hearing things about how they kind of pushed him to be more competitive. Don't just give the job to Brissett. Don't just be the willing youngster and sort of respectful of the
veteran
journey.
Don't be like professionally deferential, like, okay, yes, sir, Mr. Brissett.
No, go win it. Go win the damn job. And he went and won the damn job, so now what are you going to do? You're not going to give him the job that he won just because you're fearful? So I think, like so many things, they screwed up free agency. Right. Oh, let's go burn some cash. Well, we're not going to actually burn cash. We're going to save cash. We didn't mean burn.
Till you see next. Whoa, man. Right. Next free agency. We're going to
much
cash
like that,
inferno.
I think they've screwed this up with their words more than their actions. If they had just said all along, which they've said this at various times, but not as loudly as competition. If they had just said plan. We have a plan. We're sticking to the plan. Mm-hmm. We're staying the course on the plan. That should have been their talking points all offseason. Mayo and Wolf, back and forth, Alex Van Pelt mixed in. But I actually think Alex Van Pelt did the best job of that, especially this past week when he spoke, emphasizing the plan and a young quarterback and the development and all those things. But Mayo, by fixating on competition, created a world where anyone with eyes said, oh, it's competition? Well, then Drake May's the starting quarterback. And then when he doesn't take the field against the Bengals, it's like, are you a fraud? Is this not a meritocracy? Was that competition thing just fake? How many other players didn't win their job but are going to start on opening day? I don't think it's a great way for Mayo to start the Gerard Mayo era.
Yeah, I don't understand why he would be telling Chris, as we heard on the broadcast tonight, why he would be telling Chris Collinsworth and Mike Tirico in the pregame meetings that this is a competition. And it, yeah, like you said, competition. And he has honest to God chance to win this job. But then Alex Van Pelt is like, guys, don't listen to him. Trust me. Like, I'm the guy coordinating the offense. I know what's going on over here. We have a plan and we're going to stick to it. Then, like you said, they just should have said all the time, it doesn't matter how great this kid is. He could be 10 times the quarterback that Jacoby Brissett is, but we're going to stick with our plan and just have a soft entry for Drake May. We're not just going to throw him to the Wolves and start him week one, no matter what, unless there's an injury. Now, there almost was one tonight, again, when Jacoby Brissett got absolutely plastered into the ground on that one side. I thought he got hit so hard that he was actually going to separate his shoulder or suffer some long-term damage. Looks like he's going to be fine and should be good to go for week one on the road in Cincinnati, or so we think. But, man, I can't believe I'm sitting here now buying into what I thought I never would even possibly believe, that the Patriots' best option would be Jacoby Brissett. But back to your point, Patriots' best option would be starting Drake May, because he looks fantastic. Just that third down scoot when he went 25 yards up the gut. When the hell is the last time you saw a Patriots quarterback do that, Andy?
Jarrett Stidham. Remember when Stidham had that long run in the preseason?
All right.
No, it wasn't Stidham. It was the other guy.
Oh, Danny Etling.
Danny Etling. That was it. You know what he ended up being?
What? Not a
absolutely
Patriot.
Nothing.
Absolute garbage.
Zilch.
Yeah, he had that 85-yard boot around the side, I think against the Giants a long time ago.
Yep.
And everybody got excited for one moment, and there was a grammable highlight.
Boot scoot boogie.
But Drake May did all the right things. Moving around the pocket fluidly, finding the open guy. That beautiful 28-yard pass that he threw to Jalen Polk as well. You know, arm slots, different angles, like all these things. Like, I was legitimately... It was the first time I've been excited watching a Patriots game since the 2021 season. Tonight, a fake game in that toilet of a stadium that was half full at best, with no starters really for the Washington
Commanders. Yeah, when Jaden Daniels looked up during his interview, he was like, it's great to see all these fans out here. And I'm like, I see
which
empty
one?
Seats. I see a couple people.
Honestly. We will get to Coach Gerard Mayo momentarily here, Andy, because I would like to hear exactly what he has to say. I want to hear him explain now. As a matter of fact, you know what, actually? We'll get to the calls just on the other side of the break coming up, so everyone that's on hold right now, please stay with us. He started speaking just moments ago. We have it for you in totality. Let's bring you Gerard Mayo in his post-game comments following the defeat to the Commanders about Drake May, Brissett, and all things Patriots right now.
Earlier in the week about some guys we're going to play, we're not going to play, depending on overall health. What went into this to play some of the guys who might be important?
We just played the guys that we thought needed to have more live action, and that's the way we approached it.
Was the plan for Jacoby to just play the first series, or was that as a result?
No, that was the plan. We were going to play Jacoby a series or two and get Drake in.
Would he have been able to play?
He would have been able to continue.
What's his health status right now? Is he?
I talked to him. Look, we'll see tomorrow. You always feel a little bit more sore the next day, but he said he was good. We'll find out tomorrow.
How concerned are you about the offensive line surviving?
I think it is a concern. I think the biggest concern for me, it's not the X's and O's of what to do. It's just the lack of discipline that they showed today. And that's on all of us. That's on me. It starts with me. And I got to be more diligent in getting on those guys about pre-snap penalties. And the rest of the coaches have to do the same thing. But the players also have to take responsibility for those pre-snap penalties. Look, the referees, they did a good job. They warned us multiple times. We talked. Then we got flagged, and they just kept on the flag because we didn't adjust. And one thing, you know, I've learned around here is we'll do business is being done. And if you see them calling those type of plays, you got to self-correct and get better. So we just didn't do that tonight.
I feel like the offensive line has been a talking point throughout training camp. Why do you think there's been a lot of progress with that unit?
I mean, look, I tell the guys all the time, every single day. We just have to get better. Obviously, we have to gel as a unit. That's one of those units where you got to be close on the field and off the field and build that trust, and it's a process that we're continuing to go through.
Heading into tonight's game, you had mentioned that you expected to have a decision on the starting quarterback decision. Competition made by tomorrow night, is that still?
Yeah, you know, look, I mean, that's always the goal. And as I always say, I reserve the right to change my mind. In saying that, look, we got to watch the film. We get in at 3 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if I can get through all the film on the plane.
Sorry about that. One of the starters you didn't see today was Pop Douglas. He played kind of a lot of snaps. Was that by design? You said
Yeah, it was by design. Once again, guys that need live action. Same thing with Marcus Jones, getting them out there. Guys that need live action. That was the mentality going into the game, and I was happy to see him out there.
Jacoby suffered an injury tonight. I think it just raises the possibility that if he's the starter week one, that could happen in the regular season. Would Drake May play if Jacoby's unavailable?
I would like to sit here and say 100%. He's our second best quarterback on our roster right now.
Is that a yes or?
Next question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure until I watch the film.
Are you concerned about the offensive line if you had to put Drake in, you know, in that situation?
Look, I'm not concerned about I'm concerned about every position. And then I would say Elliot and myself and the rest of the staff, our job is to always, you know, look for better players. We'll be very active on the waiver wire. There will be some good football players out there on the street. And, look, we'll try to get this team better.
What stood out to you about Drake's performance tonight?
Sorry?
What stood out to you about Drake's performance?
Yeah, I think he showed great poise. He went out there. You know, his quarterback rating was 100 or something like that. He made plays. He looked like he was in control of the offense and did a good job for us.
Speaking of the offensive line, we saw Sidiso go out. He was questionable and downgraded out. Do you have any update on his status right now?
No, I don't have an update. He'll get an MRI at some point tomorrow.
Do you anticipate it being a serious?
I'm not sure. I wish I could tell you. I'm just not sure.
Would the Lions' performance impact your decision on when to play Drake May? Would you be concerned about playing a line?
We always say, look, the best players are going to play. No matter if it's a quarterback or an offensive line, it doesn't matter. We're going to play the best players.
How frustrating was it? Sorry, after a series, I think, go over to the offensive line after one who had the illegal formation. You seem like you were demonstrative, pretty much pointing it out, and then it happened right again. How frustrating was that?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. And once again, you know, it starts with me. I just got to get on those guys more in practice about some of that stuff. I think the most frustrating part was after you've been told that you have to move up, that they continue to line up the same way. I would say some of those calls, I mean, I don't know, but, you know, you look at the pictures and we were definitely deep.
You guys were told specifically about the numbers before you left.
Well, the point of emphasis, they always give you a warning, like the tackles are too far back and things like that. And we had those warnings, and we didn't take heed. And they threw the flag.
Is the rule of thumb on that if the tackle's head is?
They line up off of the guards. And then I would also say, depending on, you know, who's out there reffing, they all see it a little bit different. Once again, the most frustrating part was this is how they're calling your alignment. Let's make those adjustments.
Aside from the decision, how gratifying has it been to see Drake make it tough on you?
It's been great. You know, once again, just his overall steadiness and being able to come into work every single day and get better, it's been great to see.
Did you have any awareness of anything going on with his hand? It just looked like he was kind of looking down at his hands every once while Drake.
I'm not sure. I didn't see that.
Here's Rob, with 20 camp practices and 3 preseason games, how confident are you now going forward? Starts up 2 weeks from now. We'll get your team ready for Cincinnati.
Yeah, look, we'll be ready to go. We're going to go into a hostile environment. We have things to work on. We're going to watch this film. We'll grade the film. We'll make roster moves and decisions as we see fit. And we're going to try to put the best New England Patriots team we can against Cincy. Thanks, guys.
Okay, hold on a second. I need to know. I need to. Zach, maybe we can go back and rewind and hear this again. Am I hearing things? Is it that late at night? Or did I hear Gerard Mayo say, and that was Gerard Mayo in totality, his comments following the loss to the Commanders tonight, where Drake May became the storyline, the talking point in all of potentially the NFL, but certainly in all of Boston sports. Did he say right now Jacoby Brissett is the second best quarterback on our roster?
No, he said Drake May is.
Okay, so I heard what I wanted to. My apologies. I don't buy it.
No, I wish he had said what you heard.
Yeah, so do I.
Then the other side of his mouth when he said the best players are going to play, those two things would align. But the way he is putting it, I don't believe the best players are going to play, and I don't believe what he just said. They're not going to put the best New England Patriots team on the field at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati.
No, they're not. They are not.
Which is fine. I actually think it's fine. It's his prerogative. He's the damn head coach. And long term, if he believes that's the plan, then stick with it. Do that. And your career will hinge on it in the coming months and years. But there's a lot, too much talking, too much words. Stop words. Just do.
Yeah, but does he honestly believe? Now I'm going to start getting frustrated with this whole political one side of his mouth and the other. Like, yep. I've been willing to forgive. And listen, hey, the good news is it looks like the New England Patriots, like, well, the offensive line is an issue, but like they actually show up. Their uniforms are, what's that?
An issue? You think it's an issue? I think you're underselling it just a little bit.
I think I'm underselling it just a tiny, just a little bit.
Are we going to take nicknames? Because I have a consideration.
For the offensive line?
Yeah, the cocaine crew.
Why are they
called?
You know why? Because they blow. Because
they're a blow line.
Boy, just go ahead and put one hand up midnight. And high five it with the other. That's
not bad for midnight.
I don't get it. If he's saying it's a competition, not a single person who will have watched this is going to say to you like, oh, absolutely. This guy, the bearded veteran, he beat out the young kid. Oh, absolutely. He was definitely maybe early on in camp, he looked the part, but like the way Drake May, if this was like an 880 race, the first lap, Jacoby Brissett established a comfortable lead. But Drake May has come sprinting around by the time you get between the 550 and the 660. And he is like drafting off Brissett and he is ready to sprint to the finish. I don't even think it's going to be a photo finish. I think he's going to win by a couple of strides. And yet still now you're telling me, okay, I get it. I understand why people want to slow the roll. They don't want to break his confidence. They don't want to get him crushed behind this line. Why in the hell you've got guys like Chuck Okorafor lining up in the wrong spot? Why you've got so many different holding penalties and guys running into each other? The line at times seemed like the spacing issues of Matt Patricia's reverse engineered offense with all the receivers and tight ends running into each other in 2022. Andy, like, there will be growing pains. I get it. It's a rookie head coach. Everything is first year. Aside from Jacoby Brissett, and yet he was one of the more disappointing elements of the preseason. I don't imagine that there's just a light switch that he's going to flick on when they get to 1 o'clock in Cincinnati in a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, like, whoa, look at the way Brissett's playing. I'm officially frustrated by all this.
You know who gets better by the day?
Who?
Dante Scarnecchia. Because when you watch this ineptitude that we've had to watch year after year of offensive line coaching, and then today, do you think this same thing would have happened? I don't care about the talent and the ability to block and pass protect, all that. There is no shot in hell a Dante Scarnecchia-coached offensive line gets the same damn lining up penalty. Penalty for lining up improperly time after time to the point where the freaking referee is mocking you and says, he lined up again with tone.
Didn't he say like, and again or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, with tone, with like a sarcastic tone, like your wife left the toilet seat up again. That was the tone the referee used.
Came home with lipstick on your collar again.
Scott Peters, you seem like a very nice man. You're an expert in your field. This is not a Matt Patricia. You weren't thrown to the wolves and whatever, but it's unacceptable that the offensive line couldn't even line up. We can't even get to the point. I keep using Jacoby Brissett's words. We got to do the stuff that takes no talent. It takes no talent to line up, to look to your left or your right and make sure your head is in the waist of the center, the rule. And by the way, once they call it once, aren't you erring on the side of caution? You can't continue to make the same mistake. And Jerod Mayo is pissed off, as he should be, because it's kind of embarrassing, and that falls under his watch.
Yeah, it reflects poorly on him as well. And like I said, you know, you have, hey, you've got receivers seemingly running the right routes. You've got some talent on display. You're trying to grow some and foster some confidence and belief in yourself as an organization, as players, an offense, a defense, a special teams unit. Their shoes are tied. Their uniforms are tucked in correctly. So anyone who thought that they would come out and just be a complete stumbling clown show on fire, they were wrong. They're actually, the parts of this team right now do look buttoned up, positive. I would say right now, if you were to ask me, hey, Fitzy, give me one adjective to describe this team right now, I would say encouraging. I am encouraged by a lot of what I've seen. But really? Some of these elements, jeez. Come on, guys. Get it together. And yes, I can't even tell you how many tweets I saw tonight saying, you know, send Dante Scarnecchia the blank check and just say name your price. But that ain't happening. All right, listen, we're a little bit past when we should have cut to break. Whatever, that's just radio information. You don't need to know that. You need to know what else is coming up here in the postgame show. We got your phone calls. We'll hear from quarterback Drake May. We'll do our far too soon 53-man roster projection later on. Of course, Andy's going to give you thumbs up and thumbs down. Everything you need to set the table and get into your Monday, because we're literally going to be broadcasting well into Monday. Here on the Six Rings postgame show with Fitzy and Hart. Don't you go anywhere. Back in just a couple moments here on WEEI. Sort of the highlights of the night right there. Nice little scoot from Drake May, who once again took over tonight after the first series where Jacoby Brissett got absolutely hammered by, I forget exactly which defensive end it was for the Washington Commanders. All I know is that he had a free pass because the Patriots offensive line ran into each other on the play. City So trying to pull and come around and clip that defensive end, and all he ended up doing was running into the backside of Laydon Robinson. I'm sure that'll be one of the many things that gives heartburn and agita to Jerod Mayo on the flight home tonight, where he said he's going to try to download and crush all the game film before, of course, unless we forget, Andy, he will be live tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., probably feeling fresh as lettuce, rooty-tooty fresh and fruity, on the Greg Hill Show here on a, I believe, the first official Patriots Monday of the season coming up tomorrow. Once again, 9 a.m., Jerod Mayo will be live on the Greg Hill Show. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's just get our first call in here tonight, Andy. Let's welcome the people to the postgame party as well. Jesse, down in your area, your nape of the woods, neck of the way. Jesse's in New Bedford. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Good, good. First, the this plan I keep hearing about, the famous words of Mike Tyson, everybody has a plan to get punched in the mouth. Now, if we have a sneak attack coming from the left flank, but they figure out we're coming, it's not a sneak attack no more. You got to change the game plan and call for an airstrike from the right flank. What I'm trying to say is, what do our eyes tell us? And then everybody goes, well, he's not ready. What is he, a turkey? Like, okay, ready. I'm ready to go in. No, you're not ready until you go into game and prove it. All I'm saying is, everybody says, let's wait for the line, and it is horrible, horrible. It took away another touchdown pass, going to his left, his weak side, across his body, throws a dime. But that's neither here nor there. Now, if we sit him for four games, we sit him for eight, we sit him for a season, what difference does it make? Because no matter what point in the season, this line's not going to be good anyways. So all you're doing is wasting precious game time with Drake May not being on the field, because once he's a second QB, like Collinsworth said in the broadcast, he's not going to get a lot of reps. The line is a bogus, scared decision. You play Drake, like Andy said, he's a diamond. You can't break it. You roll with Drake. I've seen enough.
Jesse, thanks very much for the call. That concludes Jesse's Sunday, as he's now just about to make way into his Monday. Let's hope that his Monday is better now that he got that off his chest. I agree. 110% with everything he said. And I did appreciate the fact that Chris Collinsworth did point out during tonight's broadcast on NBC that once you basically are anointed the backup, you're only going to see like a fifth, maybe a sixth of the number of reps that your starter's going to get. And they're going to try to go win games. And while developing Drake May is priority number one this season for the team at large, they still are a football team. They still have 17 games to play. Their job is to go out, put their best feet forward, and try to win every single one of those games they possibly can. You don't think they're going to win many. You're like the majority of us that don't believe they're going to win many of those.
Drop the M.
Any of those. So, come on now. No. So, you know, like, you're giving this kid meaningful time, some really positive snaps, and he's making plays and he's making strides and he's showcasing the talents he has. Look, I understand he only played two games, you know, didn't start until missed some time in college, or rather in high school because of COVID, only played 2 years in college. Fine, whatever. I don't think this kid is Trey Lance, and he's not Mac Jones. And by the way, broadcast world, I don't want to hear any more about the Mac Jones factor, the Mac Jones fear factor. Well, they screwed up Mac Jones, and I think that's sitting in the back of their head, so they want to be careful with Drake May. Different people, different regimes, different offensive coordinators, different QB coaches, all of it different. While I can understand the fear, Andy, I don't want to hear about it as an excuse to not play Drake May anymore.
Yeah. There's two things I'm sick of. Certainly the Mac Jones thing makes no sense to me. He started as a rookie and led his team to the playoffs. What the F are you people talking about? It went awry from there. So, like, the comparison is null and void. And the second one is, oh, he's not ready. He's not ready. They're not ready. He's not ready. It reminds me of when you're thinking of becoming a parent. Mm-hmm. And there's that idea, like, you're never ready. Less than 1% has the perfect home, the perfect job, the perfect bank account, the perfect experiences, the perfect daycare picked, in-laws that are available to babysit. Like, if you wait till you're ready to be a parent, you're going to be like 55 and it's too late to be a parent, right? Like, and it's the same thing. No rookie quarterback is ever going to be ready for what he's going to get. But guess what? That's the world. That's the job. It has to be a first time sometime. You can't have experience without experiencing things. So I'm just so sick of both of those arguments. He was drafted to play, and I respect certain people. Like, if people were telling me, Lewis Riddick, he put out a simple tweet. It was like, play period, Drake period, May period, or something. Mm-hmm. Lewis Riddick played in the NFL. He's boys with Belichick. He was close to becoming the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. He's, you know, Mona Lisa Vita. He's an expert witness in a court of law. And he just says it. Play him. That's the world we live in. Young quarterbacks who have a shot in hell of succeeding are thrown out there. And he has a shot in hell of succeeding because he's pretty damn good.
Yeah, this is not going to turn into Josh Rosen. This is not going to turn into...
It might, but guess what?
Josh Rosen sucked.
It wasn't because they played him too soon. It's because he wasn't good enough. And Drake may not be good enough. But play him. Find out. Advance the narrative. Figure it out. Like, you can't coddle him and baby him. It's the NFL. You use the number 3 pick on him. He started for 2 years in college. He's not Trey Lance, who was a running back who missed a full season. Like, play the guy and find out.
You can sit around and write all the jokes or write all the poetry or write all the one-act plays that you want and think that they're terrific. You have no idea until you put them up on a stage in front of a live audience, and then you find out what people have to say about your work, your efforts, your heart, and your soul. And if Drake May, like, oh, good, he had a great preseason, good start. Okay, back in the box, back on the shelf. Okay, toy, go away now. We're done with you. We'll let you know when it's time for you to come back out. Now we're going to let the adults in the room play. Okay, are they going to do the same thing with the receivers too? Are they going to do the same thing with all the rookies on the team?
Everybody. Is Laydon Robinson ready? Nope, doesn't look like it. Not from what I saw tonight. He's not ready to play. Like, none of them are. It's the reality. You don't have a team of veterans that are lined up, ready to go, ready to compete, have great experience. That's not who you are. It's not what you are. I know NBC thinks they have an 8% chance to win the division. I would take the under by
8%. 8%? The only 8% is the double IPA I might very well consume after watching that game or when the postgame show is done. Get out of here with 8%.
It's ridiculous.
Come on. Come on now. No, look, I'm a more bullish on the win total than you are on the season, but I understand why people are frustrated with the way Mayo, oh, it's a competition. Well, we've always had a plan. Drake totally has a start. No, he was never going to play. Like, it's all over the place. And I wonder why is that the case? Is it because he's also trying to figure out how to do things? Is he being told, you know, one person says, say this, one person says, say another from inside the offices? Is Elliot Wolf behind this, you know?
And who's more ready? Who do you think's more ready to do the job right now? Gerard Mayo or Drake May?
Gerard Mayo.
Oh, I don't.
On the sideline, but not part of his job?
Head coach of the National Football League.
I
think Drake May has been more impressive this offseason and summer doing his job than Gerard Mayo has doing his.
Fair enough.
And yet he gets to do his job. Nobody's telling him he's not ready. We probably shouldn't put him out. We should probably get somebody.
I don't believe he's not ready. I honestly don't. I refuse to believe. I think that they're just sticking to the plan, and someone else above them is telling them that.
Then say we're sticking to the plan. Don't say it's a competition and the door is open and he could compete and blah, 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 blah. QB1, we don't have a starter. We do have a starter. We have a QB. Stop it. Say you're sticking to the plan. We have a long-term development plan. And when he's ready to play, he'll play. When that is, you'll see when he takes the field. But they didn't do that. They screwed this up from the get-go.
I wonder if Andy Reid, I wish we could go back and scour the clips of the 2017 preseason. Did Andy Reid always say, oh, we got a plan, or like, Patrick isn't ready. Patrick isn't ready. Like, well, like, we're going to stick with Alex. Well, they already had an established starter, somebody who had actually gone to the playoffs before, someone who had gone to an NFC championship game before. Not right. Somebody who's never started a playoff game, not someone who's never won a playoff game, not somebody who's a fair to mediocre quarterback who just happens to have experience in this particular system. So I can't even use that as a fair comp as well. Okay. All right. This is frustrating. This is now, I think we are speaking at large and on behalf of many people in Pat's Nation. It's officially frustrating as well. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. When we come back, we will hear from quarterback Drake May in his postgame comments. We'll get to your phone calls as well. We'll talk about some of our predictions for the 53-man roster as cutdown day is this coming Tuesday. Actually, it's tomorrow because now it's officially Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. And also, thumbs up, thumbs down, and just whatever else we want to get to. 50-something minutes left in the program. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, Gerard Mayo on the Greg Hill Show on Patriots Monday on EEI. 9:30 live on the Six Rings Pod, Fitzy GFY, and WEEI socials. NBC Sports color analyst and, of course, three-time Super Bowl champion Devin McCourty will join us for a live Six Rings and Football Things podcast to give us his thoughts on the quarterback position, how Gerard Mayo has done, what roster cutdown day will look like, and his overall overarching thoughts and feelings on the Patriots preseason to date. You are listening to the Six Rings and Football Things postgame show with Fitzy and Hart live here on WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.